Arkansas Real Estate Headlines. Arkansas Commissioner of State Lands Parcel Search Tool Available. The Arkansas Commissioner of State Lands Office, led by Tommy Land Commissioner, provides an online parcel search tool through its website. Real estate professionals in AR can use this official state resource to quickly access parcel records for due diligence, property research, and transaction support. Visit https://scoel.org/home/search to search Arkansas parcel records directly. Arkansas Real Estate Headlines: Understanding Real Estate Commission Rates in Arkansas. This guide explores average real estate commission rates in Arkansas, detailing commission structures, negotiation tips, and alternatives to traditional models. Arkansas real estate professionals must stay informed on commission structures and negotiation strategies to effectively navigate evolving brokerage models and maximize earnings. Review the complete guide to refine commission negotiation strategies and explore alternative models at https://LegeClub Real Estate.com/careered-hub/blog-real-estate-commission-in-Arkansas. Arkansas Real Estate Headlines, White County AR Tax Assessor, Gail Snyder Resource. Access information about elected official Gail Snyder and the services offered by the Tax Assessor's Office. Real estate professionals in AR rely on the County Assessor's Office for accurate property tax details and valuation services essential to transactions. Review the assessor's services and details at https://whitecounty.ar.gov/assessor. Arkansas Real Estate Headlines, Arkansas Property Records Search Tool now available for deeds, liens, and owner lookup. A new online platform lets users check Arkansas property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in AR can streamline due diligence and verify property details faster without navigating multiple county systems. Bookmark arkansas.propertychecker.com/ for your next transaction. Arkansas Real Estate Headlines, Arkansas's Building Code Applies Statewide. The Arkansas Building Code, adopted by the State Fire Marshal's Office, is part of the Fire Prevention Code and applies statewide, including rural and unincorporated areas. Real estate professionals in AR should be aware of the statewide building code requirements when dealing with property transactions or development projects. Review the full code for compliance details at the provided URL. Arkansas Real Estate Updates. AREC website refresh. Quick access to licensing, CE, and consumer resources. The Arkansas Real Estate Commission's homepage provides centralized quick links for licensee searches, application processes, complaint filing, commission rules, license law, continuing education providers, and consumer resources. AR real estate professionals can streamline license renewals, stay compliant with education requirements, and access forms and legal guidance from a single authoritative source. Bookmark https://arc.arkansas.gov/ for direct access to 2026 renewal forms, CE topic lists, and activation paperwork. Arkansas Real Estate Updates. Arkansas Public Records Access. Arkansas Public Records provides access to state records online. Real estate professionals in AR can use this resource to verify property details and legal documentation efficiently. Visit the Arkansas Public Records portal for quick access to critical property information. Background and context: a 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most AR jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context: the 4 title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, 4 issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. the cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.